Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Numbers 15, listen, verses 30 and 31. It parallels that in the Old Testament about the law. Verse number 30. But the soul that doeth aught presumptuously, that's that word, high-handed, willfully. I'm going to do it. I'm going to stay on my, I got two pages of notes, so I'm going to finish this. I'm going to do it if a hair lips Hannah, because God's a forgiving God. You ever heard that before? Here's what the Bible says. But the soul that doeth aught presumptuously, again, that's why, literally means high-handed, willfully, whether he be born in the land or a stranger, in other words, whether it's a Jew or a Gentile, whoever it is, the same reproacheth the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he has despised the word of the Lord. Remember I talk about despising the word, the fourth warning? He knew it, but he despised it. He ignored it, what it was saying. And hath broken his commandment, that soul shall be cut off, his iniquity shall be upon him. Now, this passage is talking about, notice the word despised. It means rejected and disregarded. He knew the truth, and that's what we're talking about in Hebrews chapter number 10. Okay. My people, they knew the truth, but they disregarded it. And it uses the word here, willfully, literally deliberately. And again, I noted Paul used the word we, not they. So by doing this, Paul demonstrates that the warnings are given and they're intended for the saved people. Now, I'm in very, 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 very controversial territory. I understand that. There's a lot of people who do not agree with what I'm saying about this passage. Well, those can't be believers. They're unbelievers because all our sins are forgiven, past, present, and future. That's right, because I hear it preached all the time. My sins are forgiven, they're under the blood. That is right in our relationship with God. But do you know your fellowship can be broken? You'll always be a child of God, but your fellowship, your walk with God can be broken. If that was the case, if all of our sins were, and again, I'm not picking it, because it says, and I know what they mean. I know exactly what they mean. But if that was the case, if all of our sins was under, and we'd have to confess any sins, past, present, and future. Why is 1 John 1:9 in our Bible? If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. That's a big word, if. What if we don't? Let me give you another one Jesus said. That's not even in my notes. He talks about, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who trespass against us. Then he says, if you don't forgive your brother, neither will I forgive you. You're trespassing. You remember Jesus said that. Well, he'll forgive me for all my sins. Oh, is that right? Now, you didn't get that in the book. You got that out of the book. You got that from some preacher who said all this. And are y'all following me? Yeah. This is yes, this is no. Okay. We're in dangerous territory. We're talking about people of God. That one of these days, my dad used to preach, there's five cycles of discipline. Have y'all ever heard this? Temple's heard this. The five cycles of discipline, we're going to get to that in Hebrews chapter number 12, about God chasing his children. If you're not chastened of God, the Bible says you don't belong to him. You belong to the devil. You know what the fifth cycle of discipline is? Use daddy's terminology. God will thump you in the head. He'll kill you. We're going to look at that here Let me give you ever heard of the church at Corinth? They observed the Lord's Supper in the wrong manner. Willfully. We're observing the Lord's Supper next Sunday night. We're going to talk about that next Sunday. Okay. We're ordaining deacons and two fellows, ordaining six people Saturday. We have a Lord's Supper Sunday night. With the church at Corinth, there was many people that observed it in the wrong manner. And Paul said, because of that, many of them sleep. Now, the word sleep does not mean, in Swahili, we would say, la la salama. It means sleep peacefully. That's not what that word means. It means they were dead, okay? They were not on a sleep number bed, you know, kind of taking it easy. No, sleep, literally, God had killed them because they had taken the Lord's Supper in a wrongful manner. That's a whole other study there. But God will judge his people. That's the point. We know that God is a God of mercy. He is a God of grace. But God also is a God of judgment. His righteousness would not allow anything else but that. And again, we're talking about saved people. So let's move on. Second Peter, let me read this. 2 Peter chapter number 2. I have that right? I should have marked. Yeah, 2 Peter chapter number 2. Verse number 21, for it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness then after they have known it, than to turn away from the holy commandment delivered unto them. Peter kind of refers to that. It's better. Do you know where much is given, much is received? Peter said it's better not to have known, talking about some of the truths of Scripture, than to know it and then to turn your back on it. Anyway, okay. A man may be overtaken in a fault. Let me back up. Now, this is not talking about backsliding. Where we're in this section of Scripture, we're not talking about backsliding. I want to get that clear. When you backslide, you can come back. I believe in forgiveness of God. It's not talking about backsliding. These are people who are not coming back. Remember, chapter 6, verse number 1, Paul said, let us go on. They're not coming back, but let us. Are y'all with me? Y'all kind of looking at me like a calf looking new gate. Okay, let us go on. It's not talking about backsliding. A man may be overtaken in a fault, or he may even deliberately go into sin and be forgiven. I mentioned that, 1 John 1:9. This is speaking of denying Christ and turning your back on him. As a believer, is that possible? Absolutely. Let me give you another one. It's not in my notes. It's a scary thought. I gotta find it. 1 Peter chapter number 1. Now remember, I didn't write this. If you get mad, don't get mad at me. Get mad at God. And I recommend you don't get mad at God. He's trying to help you here, okay? 1 Peter 1. Listen to what Peter says. 2 Peter, I'm sorry, chapter 1. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith, you're saved. Now you begin to grow in the Lord. You grow. Add to your faith, virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. I wish I don't have time to define all these words. Wish I had time. And to knowledge, temperance. You see the process. You're growing in the Lord. And to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance and patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. Verse number 8, and if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall never be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In other words, he got up there. So you're growing. Add to your faith. That's where it begins, and you grow in the Lord. Then verse number 9, put that one up there, Greg. But he that lacketh these things is blind. He cannot see it afar off. Now look at this next phrase. It is a scary thought. And hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. Now remember, I did not write this, and I'm not taking it out of context, but there are people today, according to the Word of God, and according to Hebrews, they're not coming back. They've turned their back on God. They get so far out in the world. I know you don't hear this from the pulpit. You'll hear a preacher say, if you don't remember the time you were ever saved, you better get, you ever heard that before? I remember the time when the Lord saved me. I love that song, you know. I remember the time, I remember the place where the Lord saved me by his wonderful grace. I can take you to the time, I can take you. Anyway, that's why I was saying. Anyway, I know those songs. I know. But here's what the Word of God says. He says he's forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. They can get so far into the world that they ain't coming back. That does not mean they're not going to heaven. You understand what I'm saying? It does not mean they're not going to heaven. You don't go to heaven by what you do or what you don't do. You go to heaven by the grace of God and what he's done for you. But it's a Bible doctrine. Nobody talks about it. Nobody talks about these things because who wants to talk about these things? About God judging his people.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.